The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, the much anticipated weekend is finally here. The arrival of the Gallagher brothers in town from Manchester to play two sold out reunion shows at Croke Park. Now, the last time the band were together in Ireland, that was in Slane in 2009, just weeks before they split. Now, since the announcement of the tour last year, they've had collaborations with fashion brands, pop-up merch stores in cities across the UK and Ireland, partnerships with football teams, and even a museum tour dedicated to the brothers. Our reporter Alex Rowley got an exclusive look at one of those tours. Alex, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
Now, the band is from Manchester, but they are essentially Irish.
They're basically Irish, yeah. I mean, and they aren't shy about that. They even played GAA growing up, actually, in Manchester. So much so that Epic, the Irish Emigration Museum, as you mentioned there, has actually launched Definitely Irish. It's the Oasis tour. It runs until Sunday, along with some of their normal tours. And I got the chance to head out and have a look at the tour with one of the guides at Epic, Matthew Butt. And he started by explaining Noel and Liam Gallagher's Irish heritage.
Obviously, Oasis have a huge Irish connection, both personally and in their music. So when we heard about Oasis coming to Dublin, of course, we really wanted to do a tour themed around that. We did one for Taylor Swift when she came, so it was only right that we did it for Oasis. I'd be a bigger fan of the latter. In throughout this museum, there's lots of connections to Oasis, to their heritage, being Manchester Irish, working class Irish.
Will we have a look then, if that's okay?
Very good. A lot of these ships here, these steam paddlers, the car and passenger ships and the railway ships, were the boats that Irish people were using to go over to England for work. So, of course, these ships would have been what the Gallagher brothers' parents would have used to go over. So that's Peggy Sweeney and Tommy Gallagher. Tommy Gallagher left in 1958, as did Peggy Sweeney. Tommy left from Meath and Peggy left from Mayo. And they met over in Manchester, and they would have gone over, of course, on ships like these for work and been in these working-class Irish communities, living in council estates among plenty of other Irish people. But it was a tough life, and the Gallagher brothers talked constantly about how much about the discrimination that they felt growing up, particularly during the Troubles period, because they were Irish. And that's a very familiar story to a lot of Irish immigrants who went over to the UK. The working class element of their music was something always emphasised by Oasis. They described one of their albums, Definitely Maybe, as the sound of second generation working class Irishmen coming out of the council estate. And you can really hear that in their music. This is our sports room here, and of course that's very significant because Noel Gallagher played Gaelic football as a young man. His team actually went on a tour of Ireland and he played in Croke Park. He scored a point in Croke Park. So his mother has a beautiful photo of him having scored a point in Croke Park as a young man. As I'm sure you can hear, we're looking at Irish music. Now, this is a lot of traditional Irish music. Certain songs that aren't featured here are the Rebel songs. According to Noel, the very first music that he was exposed to, particularly live music, would have been those Rebel songs, and that contributes to the kind of the punch in the air feel of Oasis. In here, this is very important because, of course, Oasis was born in Irish bars, Irish clubs and Irish pubs.
Just for context as well, where we've come from, kind of where all the albums are on the wall and the Gallagher brothers portrait, and we're now in what's essentially a mock pub here in Epic.
What we like to call it is the driest pub in Dublin. This is Epic's Juck on Thurs, is the official name of the pub. So for your listeners, please don't come here expecting a pint. This kind of atmosphere is where Oasis really was born. And it can't be denied they have a huge influence on music and on culture as a whole. They're synonymous with the Britpop era, synonymous with the 90s and the early 2000s.
And fashion, I suppose, as well.
And fashions, of course. You're seeing a lot of people in Dublin at the moment with the Liam Gallagher sunglasses and the big raincoats. A lot of the fans going to the Oasis concert this weekend in Dublin are going to be younger people who didn't necessarily grow up with the music of Oasis, in the sense they wouldn't have been Oasis fans. They would have been too young. When you and I were only just talking about it, I was 3 years old when Oasis actually broke up. So many of the fans, including myself, have discovered Oasis after they broke up, and now are very excited to see them play live for the first time. Of course, we have a lot of fans coming over who are very excited to see them play live again and the reunion. So you have two different sets of fans, but it's great to see that intergenerational influence that Oasis has.
And that was Matthew Butt from Epic, the Irish Emigration Museum. And it's well worth reminding people again that this is only open until Sunday.
Yeah, of course, and tickets are available for it.
Now, Alex, we've heard about the band's Irish connections, but this weekend is really for the fans. They've waited for years for this reunion. So what have the fans been saying?
Well, as you heard in the clip there, I mean, we've got fans young and old heading to this. For instance, I'm just 21. I'm a huge fan, and there's so many people I've spoken to as well. But no doubt there's people who'll see the gigs and they'll remember it from day one. And we've heard from some of their influences. No doubt fashion is a huge part of it, so much so they've influenced a new generation with their fashion, from the Adidas Special runners to the Penfield pack jackets. They've even opened their own merchandise stores at each city on the tour. The one in Dublin is at Stephen's Green, and that's where I headed. I asked the fans about the band, the clothes, and if they've ever seen a gig before.
Yeah, we were at the last gig in Slane, the 2009 gig. So we've been edging to get back ever since. I think that was the last gig before the France gig where they broke up. So I'm dying to see them ever since. We followed them around now. We've seen Liam and Noel every year since they've travelled over here or gone to see them. It's like on their own, do you know what I mean?
So was there any sense that at that Slane gig that they would break up then, do you think?
We didn't get it, no. It was an amazing gig. It was probably the best gig we ever had. They had, even the support acts was Prodigy, Kasabian. We didn't believe it at the time either. Like, he was like, this is just a blowover.
Describe then that feeling maybe last year when you started getting inklings that they might get back together.
No, I'd never expect. I got to a point kind of where I kind of was like, it's probably never going to happen. It's getting to that point now where it was either now or never, I suppose, because they're both getting on in age and still both great in their own respects.
What's your name?
Connor.
Yeah. And tell us, I see it's a really cool jersey you have. How long have you been an Oasis fan?
Probably not too long, maybe just a couple of months, but Oasis was my first ever gig.
No way.
Yeah, 1996 in Porky Creeve, so I'm going to bring Connor this time.
Brilliant, are you looking forward to that, Connor?
Yeah.
And what's your favourite song?
To be honest, probably Supersonic.
I don't think there's been a band like them since they were around. Nothing has really come after them that captures that same like essence. I think of being young, and I think it obviously just sticks with the people that were around at the time, and just like all the themes they deal with as well. I was on Ticketmaster from 7 till 11 and then somehow got standing tickets for a lot of money.
Now the cost, wild. Like honestly insane how much some of the tickets were going for.
I would pay it again,
but I do think it was a little bit unfair.
What's your favourite songs then?
My favourite song though is Slide Away, Listen Up, but we do both have cigarettes and alcohol tattooed on us, so.
Yeah, the one thing that we wanted to get was the black jersey. I was over in Manchester for the Heaton Park gig. We went to the store in there and they didn't have it, so we were kind of hoping to try our best to get it here in the shop in Dublin. So got a few stickers and a little keychain as well. Thankfully got tickets seating, but we'd take anything anyway. So
yeah. Was it a big battle now to get the tickets? The way you said you got pre-sales probably made things a bit easier maybe.
No, they definitely didn't make it any easier on the nerves anyway. We kind of sat around the table, four of us and four laptops, four phones, and very stressful even though we had the ballot anyway. So
the ballot anyway. So some people, I mean, we were talking to Barry there, who was on our last item, and talking about when, by the time he got through, they were looking for €600 for a ticket.
Madness, really. Madness. Really.
And according to reports today, the Gallagher brothers will take €61 million out of this weekend.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, when you think about it, there's so much involved in that. There's so many brand deals and everything. It's
now they obviously have their expenses, and we know that many of those you've been talking to will manage to get to Croke Park with their tickets, and others will not. They'll kind of just soak up the atmosphere in the capital and let the lads get on with it in Croke Park. But you got to Croke Park for a sneak preview. What was it like?
Yeah, so I didn't quite get in, Pat. I was trying to lurk around to see was there any way in, but I didn't get in. What I can tell you, though, from the outside, the stage is up and there are dozens of workers around. There's loads of trucks heading in and out and security is really tight. So much so, I couldn't even speak to any of the workers. They were all sworn to secrecy. They wouldn't speak to me. But interestingly enough, actually, I ran into a Japanese fan. He was over for the gig. He didn't have a word of English, so I couldn't chat to him, but he showed me a photo on his phone of a mural which I hadn't seen anywhere else, and he kind of directed me in a vague direction. I went around for the entire afternoon yesterday looking for this mural near Croke Park, could not find it. Eventually, after I'd given up, I found it just off Parnell Street down near the city centre, near enough to Champion Avenue. So the North Inner City in Dublin is really, really embracing the arrival of Oasis, and if anybody hasn't seen that mural and they're in the area today, go have a look at it. It really is amazing. I also spoke to Dave Berry. He's from the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show in the UK, and he's spoken to the lads numerous times. He also had a bit of an insight for me ahead of these shows.
My neighbour is Gem Archer, a guitarist in Oasis, and I saw him recently. I bumped into him in the street, and what I witnessed actually, it permeates throughout the entire band. And the reason they sound so good is I bumped into Gem, and the night before he'd done one of the big Wembley shows, then they had a night off and then he was back at Wembley. And he was strolling around the neighbourhood, getting his head together, just having a little walk. Then he was going to head home, and he told me that this is a world exclusive. He told me he was going to have beans on toast. What exclusive for you all. So he was going to have beans on toast. And why I say that permeates throughout the band, and why it's, you know, relates to how good they sound, is that that's what they're doing. They're finishing the shows and they're looking after themselves. Apparently Liam is kind of going to bed nice and early after each show. Apparently he's not drinking, he's not up to the excesses of the, you know, Oasis of the 1990s. And I think because with such an anticipated, you know, reunion, and with all we saw surrounding people getting tickets and, you know, people so desperate to see, you know, their favourite band back together at last, there's a great weight of responsibilities with that. And I think that now they are, as you say, older and hopefully a bit wiser, they're realising that you can't just come on after a big night out and do Wonderwall and everyone's going to be happy. Yeah. People want, they expect. They've spent an awful lot of money on those tickets. This will be people's, like, time when they finally get to see their mates for the first time in years and they'll be reminiscing about what it was like back in the day. This will be parents taking their kids to see Oasis. This is a big deal for everyone on so many levels. So I'm really pleased that I'm hearing reports they sound better than they ever have. And it's because, you know, their super cool lead guitarist, he's having beans on toast, and Liam's having an early night, and it's working. So keep up the good work.
And that was Dave Berry from Absolute Radio in the UK. So has the band actually arrived on these shores yet?
I've had no confirmed sightings of Noel or Liam Gallagher, but I've been having a look at Bonehead. His real name's Paul Arthur. It's his Instagram. He's been posting non-stop since he arrived in. He posted a nice photo of Sutton as he was landing in the other day, and they were out for a bit of a swim in South County Dublin yesterday, and they were out, no doubt, in the town last night. So yeah, no word on the two brothers. But Pat, you have interviewed Liam.
I've interviewed Liam, and he was actually quite reclusive, a bit shy actually. And I have a feeling that he was aware that his mammy would be looking at the Late Late Show, and you know, you have to be on your best behaviour if you know your mammy's watching.
Of course, which is mad because they've done so many international shows and everything, but when they came back to Ireland, they were on their best behaviour.
Absolutely. Alex Rowley, thank you very much for all of that. Stuart Clark will have his reflections on Oasis later on in the programme.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.